The NBA playoffs are here, and with FanDuel, your group chat's about to be going off. Because right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets if you win. And with live bets, your heart emojis will really be racing from tip-off to the final buzzer. Plus, when you win, you'll get paid faster than your friends can send you a victory gift. Or is it GIF? Who cares? You won! So get the word out to your crew and download FanDuel today. New customers bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets if you win. Make every moment more with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Official partner of the NBA.
21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Welcome back to Side Piece Show. Man, I really wish I was a singer. I really love it. I know you guys do too. You're welcome. Happy Halloween. Speaking of Halloween, so when we're going, I'm like, okay, guys, last show's COVID. Let's go. Let's be smart. There might be a lot of people out. Logan, you know, my four-year-old, and Vivi, 2.5. Like, Logan, you got to protect your little sister. Watch out for her. There's going to be a lot of strangers we don't know. So when we're walking around, you got to have her back. So we're walking up to various houses. And Vivi actually walks first up to a house. And there's like this creepy, like hunched over, or I don't know, creepster man sitting on a chair at the front of the door. And he's holding the bowl of candy. Well, it's fake. It's like a fake guy, right? But Vivi, my 2.5-year-old, doesn't know this. So she's walking up. She kind of bends over to get in the guy's face a little bit like, I don't get it. What's going on? What is this here? Why aren't you moving? Why aren't you talking? Why aren't you telling me how beautiful I am? So she's like, okay, well, I'm over this. So she goes to grab some candy from the bowl, and the bowl has a sensor on it. So when it feels a hand coming over to grab the candy, it jumps. So Vivi goes to grab the candy. The man, creepy man, jumps. Vivi probably, because she did poop in her pants. And I'm pretty sure, like, and I discovered the poop in her pants when we got home. I'm pretty sure that was the moment that made it happen. She runs away. All of a sudden, Logan runs up to the man and starts yelling at him, like, hey, don't you scare my sister. He throws the bowl of candy onto the floor and proceeds to yell at this man for scaring his little sister. Meanwhile, the man is not a real man. He's a creepy, fake, dead body. And the owner is like, can you not ruin my Halloween decorations? And as a mother, let me tell you, I was so touched and proud that Logan would knock over this creepy dead man's bowl of candy to have his sister's back, just as I asked. And I will say, it was probably the funniest thing I've ever seen with Vivi getting scared. And unfortunately, because I am the most horrific mom, in the video, I actually taped it and saw this whole thing, but all you hear is me laughing at Vivi getting scared and running away. So that wraps up my Halloween-y fun, but now it's time for Side Stealers of the Week. Real Housewives of Potomac. Macy freaking Gray. What a blast from the past. Who remembers, I try to walk away and I stumble. My world crumbles when you are not here. I mean, I used to play that song on repeat. Mostly it was when I was like 20 and I was sitting in my car crying because the guy I liked didn't like me back. But regardless, seeing Karen twerking in her dress plus Macy freaking Gray, well, that was just the glorious icing on the wedding cake, baby. And we have a special twofer today from Salt Lake City. It's another Halloween special, you guys. The many, many sides of Lisa. Boo. It's scary. I mean, Lisa is such a shit stirrer. So she's bringing up the issues that Jen had with her designer, which obviously, as we see, is tough for Jen. But Lisa's doing it just to try and prove that Whitney is a crap friend. Then the freaking dinner set up, having the caterers pull out on a charity event. The man from Mary's church. I mean, the stirring has already been so much. And you know what? I'm just not digging Lisa and the many scary sides of Lisa so far this season. And our other special Salt Lake City side stealer. It is the fish and their baby fish families growing in Mary's stomach after she eats the raw fish. Yes, you guys heard it correctly. Mary claims that is exactly what will happen when you eat uncooked fish. So check your stomach, people, after that tuna tartare. There might be some fish laying eggs in your stomach as we speak. Oh, that was almost as amazing as Mary's poot. Almost. And that wraps up my side stealers of the week. But what else is hot and happening in Bravo world? A bunch of crazy madness is happening. That's what. So Lala and Cheater Pumpkin Eater, Randall, are officially done. Well, officially as of today, done. Tomorrow is a whole new day and a whole new possible Page Six story. But regardless, if this is real or just some PR plots, I do feel badly for that baby. You know, Google will always, always be around, even if baby daddy isn't. And then Dorit freaking gets robbed. Okay, as a mom, I cannot imagine anything scarier on the planet. And then they supposedly stole $1 million worth of stuff. I mean, that's insanity. Luckily for me, though, I only wear Wish.com and Forever 21. Salt Lake City. Next week is the start of Jen fleeing the bus scene and getting arrested. Are you kidding me? It's what we've been waiting for all season. Even my anti-housewife's husband was like, holy crap, it's going down when he saw the preview for next week. And we have final part 4 of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills reunion and Real Housewives of Potomac reunion part 1 on Sunday. If Michael winks at Juan again, though, I might just have to hurl. And that wraps up the hotness happening in Bravo. You guys, thank you. I love you. My world crumbles when you are not here. Listening and subscribing, rating and reviewing, and telling all of your peeps to listen, subscribe, rate, and review like you do, which I love. Thank you. It makes my day. So we, all of us together, can celebrate the entertaining and delicious parts of Side Piece Show together. You can find me at Side Piece Show. That's at SidePieceShow. Thank you again. Thank you again for sticking with me through my singing. I love you. Thank you for everything, your support. It means the world. And I will see you next Wednesday. My guest today, we loved him since day one of him coming onto the show. He's so sweet and funny and adorable. He is one of the greatest house husbands ever. The wind beneath Margaret Joseph's pigtails. Yes, you guys, it's the one and only Joe B. My guest today, I'm so freaking excited that I wrote a poem for him. I'm cheering. I'm so excited. Okay. You ready? All right, you guys. This guy, yes, he is the man. If he can't design it, build it, fix it, no one can. Like, literally, no one at all can.
hardworking, loving, supportive. He's always got his girl's back. Even when she's tossing dudes in the pool, this fabulous couple will never, ever crack. Yes, okay, I know you want to know my guest you finally want to see. From Real Housewives of New Jersey, get ready, because it's Joe B.
Hey, how are you? Glad to be here.
I'm so happy to see you. By the way, let me tell you a little secret. I tried with every ounce of me to get Frank to come on and just pop up and like make a little appearance. But I think I told him to last minute, and I think he was a little busy.
He's crazy busy right now. I talked to him this morning. He's a hard man to get.
Yeah, totally. But I was like, dude, what if you popped up and Joe had no idea and you just like showed up? That would just be the best.
That would be good.
How are you?
I'm doing well. You know, I'm alive. I had COVID. I survived. What more could you ask?
You had COVID?
Oh, yeah. Marge and I both had it. It was not a good time.
Oh, my God. How are you feeling?
We had it like Christmas, New Year's.
Oh, then. Right. Oh, my God. But still miserable. So what is going on right now? You guys were filming. Are you done?
I'm done right now. Marge still has interviews and such. And we did not film the reunion yet. But that won't be for 2 months.
A little bit, right?
Yeah. Because they don't even know the shows. They haven't edited like almost anything.
Right.
So they have to go through all the editing process, and then they have to have some idea of what, you know, is going to come out. And
totally.
Yeah. Then they have to sort of clue us in.
So I know you can't talk about it, Joe, but
I probably will tell though.
How was it? How was everything? How'd it go?
It was very exciting. There's a lot of action this year. Probably whatever you've read on all the blogs is not enough to cover the nonsense.
Are you serious? Because there's a lot of stuff out there.
Let me tell you, like some of the things that the guys, when we got together, that happened, it beats anything we've done so far. Yeah,
I live for that. What without telling too much and without Margaret yelling at you and being mad, because she already came on and warned me not to ask you too many things to spill the beans. But give me a little, is there any tea that you can give?
No.
No? Nada?
Let me see. The guys got along pretty much. You know, within reason. There were some minor arguments, but, you know, the guys get along. The girls fought a lot. How's that?
Shocking.
Very shocking. The guys went on a small day trip, which got so out of hand. It was more out of hand than it's ever been out of hand before. So there might be a state or two we're not allowed in anymore.
Like drinking.
Drinking and nonsense, just like very bad.
What's a nonsense? Like carrying Bill on your guys' like shoulders nonsense?
There was no carrying this time. Jumping off boats.
Naked?
No, thank God. Your screen would break if you see me naked.
That's bullshit. Never. Who would actually in the crew, though? Who in the group would jump off naked?
Gorga, for sure. Joey Gorga. he likes to show off anyway, so.
Tarzan?
Yeah, all that nonsense. But you have to think about it. There's Tarzan in your mind, and there's the little pimpy guy, you know, who hangs out with him. So it's somewhere in between. It's not like, oh.
Is this from personal experience, or Melissa Gorga told you this?
No, having him run around.
So, okay, back to like filming. I'm so curious with you guys, right? Because like I understand the women, but when Margaret came to you and she was like, yo, they want to do this show, what do you think? What was your first thought about doing it?
Okay, so background-wise, Marge and I had both had contracts with two different production companies to give us our own show. So we had been filmed pretty much extensively. Marge had a lot of training. I didn't. But after like a few weeks of having a camera in your face, you don't stare at the camera anymore.
Yes. So,
but after a while, you get used to it. So we had a sizzle reel done, and they were, that was being chopped around. And Bravo saw it, and they knew that we could pull it off, and we're comfortable. And they came over to the house and hired us virtually the same day.
For the Housewives.
So it was easy.
The previous shows, though, like the first one ever, not even Housewives then, when you guys were doing these other, with the production company, the other sizzles.
Yes.
Were you, because again, like Marge, like she does the shows. Were you wanting to do this?
I had no clue what we were getting involved in, because all I was told is, and I had gone to all the TV shows with her, you know, to help her with setting up so for her little clips and whatever she was doing on like Channel 5 and 4 and whatever.
Right.
I didn't think I was going to be on TV. It's like, and I had really no desire to be on TV. And then all of a sudden you find out that, oh, guess what? You're going to be on TV and we're going to do this and this and this and this. I'm like, oh, all right. No. Okay. What are you going to do?
So when the cameras first came, was it weird though?
Oh yeah. It's completely weird. We had a few different directors who came to the house. And they basically ran around telling us, act like this, act like that, move this way. They tried to make me dance, which was a complete loss.
Sober.
I'm horrible at it. You know, like there's some things in life that you could really do really easy. I can't do that. My head says it. My hands agree. My feet, they're like, no, it doesn't happen.
We're not doing this. Wait, even drinking, you're not? Not dancing?
I do a little bit better, but it's like a little bit better. Marge had dancing lessons, and the dancing instructor was yelling at Marge because she was going like triple speed.
That's shocking.
And I was like at half speed, so it doesn't work.
They're telling you, move here, breathe here, look here. So they're directing literally everything. So was that harder or easier?
I needed all the help I could get at the beginning, let me tell you.
Yeah.
You don't know what to do. You don't know where to look. If there's a conversation going on around you, you can't figure out if I should be looking at you who's talking, you who's watching, if I should have reaction on my face. Like if I have no opinion, should I act like I have no opinion? There's so many things involved with it that really it was great that they actually came and filmed at our house for a couple months because I needed the practice.
Yeah.
Believe me, I'm a construction guy. You take me off a construction job, I don't know what the frick I'm doing, you know?
So how is it now filming that you've been doing it for so long?
I don't realize there's a camera anywhere anymore. The only thing that irritates me about it is every so often, you know, you're always mic'd. And every so often, the little transmitter, whatever the thing does, they get smokingly hot in your rear end because it's always in your pocket, starts burning. And then you get, stop, and pull the thing out.
Your ass is on fire.
Yeah, but I don't see any. It's, you don't see the people, you don't see the producers, you don't see any of that stuff. And you just go through life with your friends because that's what they are. They're your friends. You know, your coworkers, so to speak.
Totally. So like you were like, okay, we're going to do this. And then Housewives came. Had you seen the Housewives pre-doing it?
Yeah, I was a fan from the very first day I saw it on TV, actually. I watched from day one forward.
No way. Wait, you were a fan because you knew people or you just liked it?
Oh, I liked it. I didn't know anyone on it. I had no clue who these people were. All I saw was like all the nut drama and, you know, whatever.
So did you ever in your wildest dreams be like, oh, I'm going to be on the show then?
No, there's no way. Because I'd watch them on TV running around like crazy people, like when Joey Gorga was fighting his brother-in-law. And I'm like, oh my God, look at that crap. You know? And they film it. And like, what are they, crazy having them there? And then here I am, it's like years later. And all the crap happens at my house now.
Yeah. It's unbelievable. Right? What is the craziest? Because you've seen a lot. What's like the craziest shit that you've seen or been a part of since doing the show?
I guess the most iconic thing that happened is when Marge and I tossed Marty in for a good one. And he took a bath because he needed it that day. But that being, I'm friends with Marty to this day, but he needed a bath that day.
What and, were you thinking? Were you like, we're going to throw this dude in the pool right now?
No, I've been arguing with him, and we're not allowed to be touching anyone. You know, like they're really big on don't touch anyone. But right. I knew that he was pushing the point. And then at a certain point, when you've had enough drinks on both sides, it doesn't matter what the rules are. You're going to do what you feel like doing. So he was pushing the point. Then Marge came in and he insulted Marge. And one thing led to another. And, you know, he had to go.
And that's it.
That's it, you know.
So then how do you come back from that? Are you like, yo, sorry I pushed you in the pool. Are we cool?
No, actually, the production told me like a day later, and of course you don't think about this, that Marty was going crazy because he had a brand new suit on, he had a Rolex on, a brand new phone, right? That supposedly was, that was like a grand, new shoes, right? Fancy ass shirt, the whole deal. Thousands of dollars worth of stuff was just in a second ruined. But, oh well, it happens, you know? And then I saw him not that long after that, and we were cool. It's part of the excitement of the show, and his clothes that day was collateral damage. Oh well, I'm not gonna get it. It happened, it was good TV, I guess.
It was the best. I put it in my poem, it's so good. And I only put really good shit in my poem, Joe. Yeah. You were saying, you know, Marty was coming at, because I was going to ask you at some point, but like Marty was coming at, you know, your lady. How is that? Because, you know, that's all the show is. It's like the fighting and like the women are back and forth. How is it for you? As I said, you're very supportive and protective and like all this. How is it for you seeing when people are coming at or being mean to Marge?
Pretty much it doesn't. I mean, you're always concerned. But it doesn't disturb me because Marge has the fastest, sharpest tongue in the entire world. So I've seen her rip 6'2" guys down to nothing in a split second because she's fast and, you know, she never drank. So she remembers everything, like, and I mean everything. So if you do something in front of her or she hears about it 10 years ago, you're done because she can bring that up in vivid recollection. She'll tell you what you were wearing, what you said, what the people around you said, what face you had on it. And so it's not a problem. The only time I regret, and probably it's good, is when the girl whose name we'll never mention, it starts with a D and ends with L, when she went and grabbed Marge's hair.
Right.
So that's like a physical assault. So as a physical assault, you're not going to stand there and watch your spouse get dragged down the block.
Yeah.
So I would have intervened a lot faster than the security people would have, and I would have been a lot more mean about it. So it's probably a good thing I wasn't there.
I was going to say, you weren't there.
No.
No, so she called you.
Well, first production called me and told me that Marge was like crying hysterically and something bad happened, but it wasn't that bad, but it was really bad. So that makes you think, oh, the frig happened now. And then after like 2 or 3 minutes, maybe 5 minutes, then they had Marge call me and she was calmed down more, but she was a little on an upset, weepy side. And she told me what happened. And when she told me what happened, then my blood was boiling. And I happened to be going to an event with Joey Gorga. And so he's listening, so our blood is boiling and, you know, what are you going to do?
Holy crap.
Yeah, that was a pretty bad event.
Right. How is it for you? Because like I've asked other husbands this. It's like the women are on the front line. You know, Marge, they're in it. They're fighting. They're doing all it. But like, how is it then for you? Because obviously the husbands are who we vent to and we bitch to and like talk about all this madness with. How is that then for you? Like easygoing, like laid back dude. And you're hearing about all this.
I don't mind listening to about it at all, to be honest with you. Marge tells me maybe 90% of what happens. And I think it's pretty funny because you know everybody who's involved. And even if it's really serious, you still know everybody who's involved. I don't get too upset about it. I give her my opinion on what should be done. And my opinion is always much worse than what she ends up saying we should do. You know, like, I want to get revenge.
You? That's your go-to?
Yes.
Because you're fired up for your woman.
I'm fired up for my girl. I'm Italian by heritage and psychotic by birth. So
that's such a good one.
I can go and get really worked up really easy on a show. I know it's a show. So the girls are, it's life. So the girls are arguing, it's real life, but it's still, you know, it's not like, it's not horribly serious. It's just things that are happening and girls having little catfights.
Right.
Like if something serious happens in front of me, and not only to Marge, but say it happened to Melissa or Dolores or Jackie or even Jennifer and Teresa, I would react to help them, save them, so to speak.
Right.
Well, you have to do it.
Sweet guy too, Joe. Oh, this is why we love you. Who are you? You just went through the whole crew. Who are you closest with of the ladies?
Besides Marge, probably Dolores and then Jackie, probably.
Yeah. Are there any ladies that you're like, oh, I'm good. I don't really need to see them right now.
Probably pretty much Jennifer. You know, yeah. I've never really been close. I won't say I went overboard, but I have made overtures to, you know, like get to know her, but that doesn't work. On the other hand, I think Bill is aces. He's a great guy, you know, and we've gone out, the guys go out, Bill and I go out. We have a great time, but that's what guys do. We have a great time when we go out. So I'm not really like that friendly with her.
Right.
She's nice. She's over there and who cares?
Yeah. Is it weird then with Bill? Does he ever be like, yo, you don't like my wife? Or you guys are just dudes doing your thing?
Nah, we're just like, it's like guy code. You just sort of hang out and, you know, we have a few drinks. We have supper. We laugh. We tell about all the nonsense happening in our lives. Of course, you do touch on things that are happening in the show because when you see it, it's a show, but for us, it's our life.
Right.
So, you know, like, did you hear that the girls did this last week or this girl did this last week or, right. or like Joey Gorga did that work. The one time they filmed me last year, the third time in my whole stinking life, I ever got sick, the third time in my life. And as soon as they found out I was getting sick, because I'd worked all day, super hot. I had one drink, no food, nothing, no water, nothing. And then by the end of the night, I was gone. And they put me in a limo. It went 15 feet. I said, stop the limo. I got to go out. And I started getting sick. As soon as I started getting sick, the producer's yelling, Benigno's sick, he's getting sick. There's three cameras on me. And they're filming every delightful second of it, right? And not that they're coming over to help. No, they're watching me get sick. And then I'm done. And then a security guy walks over to grab me to walk me back to the car. So
that was nice. At least they helped you back to the car after filming you puke your balls off.
I would have had to crawl. It was bad.
Oh, were you like, what are you doing?
No, I have no.
No, are you a planet you were on?
That was at the birthday party where Teresa went around and said all the allegations about Evan. And they were all talking about it the next day. I didn't remember a thing.
Probably good.
Yeah, I remember getting there and I remember waking up the next morning. But all the hours in between there are just gone. Just couldn't tell you what happened.
Oh, that was like almost the beginning of the season.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That kicked off the season, right?
She started off the season with a bang, that good old Teresa, right?
I know. See, that's another thing too. It's like you talk to like the women's perspective, but then you're buddies with Evan. So right. Were you just like, man, this is hard to hear this? How was that for you? Because that's your friend.
So we're all friends, right? And it's guy code, but you're with each other all the time. And we're good enough friends, the bunch of us, that we do talk, we do go out and we hang out, we BS, like I work with Frank, I work with Joe, and we talk to the other guys. So, you know, sort of like the most intimate details of what's going on with each other.
Right.
Right. So I knew that that he was not cheating. I knew he didn't have a girlfriend. And I know that the poor guy, he's like Mr. Ultimate Kid Coach. That guy, if he's not working, he's making his kids into super athlete stars. Oh. Takes too much time. And besides, he was home all the time. So everyone's running around saying, oh my God, did he cheat? He didn't cheat. The guy doesn't even have, he can't even go and tie his shoes on. He's got to go and use Velcros because he doesn't have the time to tie. So, you know, it's like you hear the allegations and you just go and you just throw it over your shoulder. Like, it doesn't matter.
Right. Because like you said, for us, it's a show, but these are like you said, we're watching a show, but this is your life. This is my wife. These are my friends. And
it's true.
Stuff's going down, it's probably between my friends. So
right. And if anything's happening, the girls are all close-knit. How's that? That's a good way to say it. So if one of them is doing something or if one of them's concerned about something, they'll fight about it, but they all know about it. So really, it's like you and your girlfriends. Do you know everything really that's going on with your girlfriends? Pretty much.
Right.
Right? Yeah. Husbands, you do. It's just, you know, or even your kids have, you know, the other parents, right? Your kids have friends and you know their parents.
Right.
Well, pretty soon you know everything's happening in your house and, you know, this one's got a stomach ache and whatever. But you know all the details. So it's the same thing. So I hear everything. Like I heard all the nonsense about Evan. Didn't matter because it's not true.
Right.
You know, another thing. If we were to go and believe the nonsense that goes on blogs and such, it's crazy. It's crazy. I read last year, they were carrying on that the only reason I was with Margaret is because I was living off her fortune and that I didn't work. Yeah, I swear. And I wish it was true, but.
I wish I didn't work every day.
You can't believe any of this stuff. It's some person who's sitting home thinking up things.
Is that hard? All the social media stuff, like the bullshit stories or the people, like the comments and all this.
I don't post too often because, and I get yelled at about it, but I just can't, I can't do it. I don't have the time. I don't really have the energy. I do read the stuff that's posted towards me or DMs. I read them and I usually answer most of them because if you're going to bother writing me, I might as well bother writing you back.
Because they're crazy people.
There's nothing that you have on that's crazy. Like there's people that it's really, I get asked for money like every other day. People are like, oh, you know, I'm down to my luck and I need like $10,000 or I want to start a new business. And, you know, I did have one guy who offered to buy my used work shoes. And I'm thinking about it. I'm going, it's a little strange. So then I go and ask him, like, okay, tell me what gives. Why do you want my used work shoes? And he's like, well, I like to sniff them. That was it. Delete. Just
that is.
It's disgusting.
But the real question is, how much would he have given you?
I don't know. I didn't get to that part. Actually, I might have sent a few. Really, you know, like, I'll give you a discount, 10 pairs.
Holy crap. So, like, the social media then, the stories, that doesn't really bother you?
No, I don't get worried about it. It's all, for the most part, it's hearsay. No one has really a clue what's going on. So, say the bunch of us are someplace and some person in a restaurant goes and takes a picture and then it goes out.
Right.
Then you as the viewing public you have no idea what we were talking about, what we're there for, because they don't intrude enough, right? You're sitting at our table to listen to. So by and large, most of the things that you go and see and read on social media, unless it's someone who is like a close friend of ours, say, or one of us, it's all hearsay. No one has a clue what's really happening. That's why the shows are so exciting, because no matter what everybody thinks is going to happen next week on the show, who knows?
Right.
We don't even know, because it takes 48 hours or so worth of film to make a 40-minute show. So the editors pick and choose, think, whatever they think is the best. So we don't know what next week is going to go and show until you see it.
Right, right.
You know, no one can predict that. Only the editors, and they really don't tell.
Right. Is it crazy, like what you were saying, these rumors that go about, and it's always the stuff outlined. Like I've even seen, Joe and Marge, you know, on the rocks or something like this, which it's so funny because me looking at it, you see all these couples that come on and they just break up and all this stuff. Mm-hmm. Do you just laugh? Like, what do you think when you hear like, oh, something's going on in their relationship or something like that?
If it's from another franchise, say like people in LA or Utah or whatever, of course you go and you read it and we're just like everybody else. And you're like, wow, can you imagine that's happening?
Right.
We don't have a clue. Right. We don't know what's happening. Like, so at this point, Marge is friends with a lot of girls from other franchises because she's been in it so long.
Right.
I'm friends with a half a dozen guys across the country who are in the, you know, in the Housewives. But you don't really, I'm an outsider. I don't see what goes on over there all the time. So when they go and read about Marge and I breaking up, like I thought that was pretty funny too. And I read that one. Did it seem that we were breaking up because we were
cheating Dolores, or something?
No, we were at Dolores's house and she was yelling at me and it was on film. So people the next day after that came out, maybe that night, were like, oh my God, they're breaking up. She was screaming at him. Then I had people going and yelling at her that I was a nice guy and why is she screaming at me?
Dolores.
No, Marge was screaming at me.
Marge, at the picnic or at the dinner outside. Yes.
Everybody has a little screaming match once in the blue moon. And if I can go and push her buttons enough so she's yelling at me, so she yells at me. Isn't
that I can push her buttons enough. I was, you know, it's funny that you said that too earlier when you were like, she does not drink. She remembers everything. I'm like, I don't know how much that can maybe work out not well for you sometimes.
Well, I like to bust her chops and I tell her that Google calls her when they have a question because she has all the answers. I will admit that she is like 99.999% right all the time. And she always has an opinion on it anyway, and she's almost always right. So you got to give her that. What can I say?
What is your two, like you guys, because we all know that's bullshit if we see you guys or know anything about, but like, what's the secret for you two staying strong through all this, like all the madness, being on TV, keeping your relationship together, especially because it couldn't have been easy because all the stuff from your guys' past comes out. And like, of course, everybody has to talk about that. So like, how do you guys get through that and stay strong?
We went through a good deal of trouble and aggravation to get together, if you will. Because obviously we're both married. Neither one of us was in a fun relationship previously. Things were bad for both of us. Actually, for all people, all four that were involved. So when we broke up our respective marriages and we got together, it was a lot of people talking about it. And, you know, you get all that stuff about how, oh my God, I didn't really get it that much. She got it. Having an affair and all that kind of thing. So it was out there in the open. And it wasn't something that we were running away from. It happened. What are you going to do? Right. So, but we went through a lot of trouble to be together. And we do get along probably right down the line 100% with very little nonsense. I like to bust her chops. She likes to bust my chops. We don't really ever let it get that far. We just get along all the time.
Yeah.
The only thing we disagree is on, and it's, we disagree 100% is on the schedule to have my house fixed up. Like chop. And I'm a contractor and I know that my house is really old. It was built in 1906.
Oh, it is.
I find beer bottles in walls everywhere. Pilsner was a big one. You know, like I must have found 3 dozen glass Pilsner bottles.
No way.
I swear to God. And there's things done that I look at it. And my cousin is a civil engineer. So he comes in and we both look at things and we're looking at it and I'm like, why the frig did they do that? Why did they do it? And some of the shit, it makes no sense. And you open up a wall and Marge is like, well, I want you to just put sheetrock here. Well, you open up the wall and there's no sheetrock. It's broken plaster. There's no insulation. There's broken wires.
And a 12 pack.
Yeah. And a used 12 pack. So, you know, it takes so much longer than she would like it to. It's not like I could put it together really quick and do a slam, bam, thank you, ma'am. Here's the check, you know, pay me. It takes a while because it's my house and she wants a certain level of perfection.
Right. You got perfection is a good word.
She has all my friends' phone numbers, my cousins. So everybody's in the trades and she thinks nothing of calling them up and insisting, you have to come over to my house tomorrow and look at this because I don't think he's going fast enough. It's like, oh my God. And then they call me and they're like, oh, do we have to come over? And I go, oh, she'll haunt you forever unless you do. So come over.
So what's harder, building that house for Marge or dealing with the crazy other ladies?
Building the house.
Really?
Oh, because it never ends. I live with Marge. So if I dealt with the other ladies or some crazy customer, well, as soon as you leave, you're done. You don't hear it again, right? Till you see them again. I live with Marge. So I can get told about the same spot. Look at that spot.
Okay. So then now you're on the show and right? Obviously you husbands, the fabulous, amazing husbands are so stellar. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. By the way, Frank was one of my, I think like the first husband I ever had. And I, Oh yeah. I mean, like that didn't sound right. You know what I mean? Not the first.
I was going to say.
You know it too. You got to pop me second. Sorry.
I'll ask Frank later.
So what makes you guys then now all the stuff that you guys are doing off of the show and like taking the show on the road, what made you guys want to do that?
In truth, we were thinking, what are we going to do involved with this stuff, with this show? And contrary to popular belief, there's no paychecks for husbands. No husband gets a check from Bravo at all. We're not paid. Only the girls are paid. So we
No. What?
Yeah, we show up gratis. So a producer contacted Joe, Frank, and I because apparently the fact that the three of us get along and we have fun and we jerk around and we enjoy each other's company comes through on to the TV. You know, like you can tell that we enjoy it.
Right.
We were approached to go and do a review show / skit in Atlantic City. And Frank and Joe and I are like, well, that sounds like not a bad idea, you know, and Joe had done comedy once or twice before. So we worked on a skit. You know, we didn't really work that much on it because we're really not professionals at this stuff. And then when they did get a professional in to write lines and things, they found out that none of us could remember lines. I can't do it. You can recite lines to me and I don't know what, I didn't even remember it. I didn't listen to you when you said it. When I read it, I still don't remember it because I don't even read it to remember it. I just go and I go, oh, okay. So we ended up having to do practice a whole bunch of times. And then we decided we were going to ad lib everything because none of us could remember anything.
Because you guys are superstars and that's what you can do anyway.
If you say so, fine. But in reality, we're a couple of guys who like to jerk around. So the biggest deal for me, the problem wise, and it ended up being funny as hell, is you may not realize this. I've never put a dress on before in my life. I have no idea. So I have this dress and I have to get it on in a showroom, in a backstage. I don't know where my arms go. My friend is over there. He's going and shoving his arm through the sleeve end and I can't find it. Now it's over my head. I can't see what's going on. And a producer's yelling, hurry up, we got 3 minutes. It was horrible. And then shoes. I don't know how you girls. I have the feet of like a baboon, you know, like they're gigantic. I could paddle away across the continent. So all of us, when we put the shoes on, right, girls' shoes, it was like this. You didn't see it, but our pinky toe and our big toe was sticking out because they didn't fit. And then you had to walk. And the only reason I was able to walk in it is because Marge used to go and have part of her, her business was designing clothes. So we would, on every Friday, she would have fittings and we'd have like 15 models here walking around doing fittings. So I knew what you're supposed to do when you walk.
Look at you, you pro.
Right? You go, you know, I kind of crap. So I did that. Other than that, that was the total preparation I did. The rest of it was ad-libbed and just three idiots who like each other jerking around, you know. But it was
fun. Tell me, Joey Gorga knew a little bit how to get that dress on.
Yes. Yes. I asked him. In fact, Frank and I accused him of various things. And then it came out from his cousins told us that when he was small, he used to go and put on girls' dresses and do skits. We were like, whoa, there you go. You're a natural.
What did Joey say when you said this to him?
He was laughing. He was like, yeah, I did.
That is amazing. But now yeah. You guys are taking it. Evan's yeah. joining.
Evan and Bill. So
you guys are all going to Vegas.
Well, we're going to start out in Carteret, New Jersey is the next one. The Vegas one, because of COVID, got moved to February. Yeah. And they're dealing with seven other cities and have us go like across the country, which would really be.
Listen, if you need a female.
I probably do.
Hi.
Okay.
I think I might have told Frank 100 million times too, but just in case I missed it.
Well, okay. Now two of them go and say it.
Who? So you're closest with Frank and Joey?
Yes.
Yes. And you guys hang out off the show and all that?
Yeah, I talk to Frank about every day. Frank's manager, if you will, who works for him, you know, like his go-to guy. I'm best friends with him. It's because we're all in the same business. We all have the same problems and we all have sort of the same sense of humor. So everything's funny.
Amazing. You know? Oh, I love that. I love you guys. Oh my God. I love you guys. Hey, by the way, Frank said that he is the star of the show.
Okay.
Who
he can say
that. Is a star. Is there a star, a standout breakout star?
If you want to say longevity wise, you have to say Joey Gorga because he's been there like since forever. But it's more or less an ensemble. So we feed off each other. So one day he might be the star. One day Frank might be the star. One day I might be, Evan might be. It just depends on who says the most stupid thing possible that the rest of us react to. Just fly things. It's just like,
I got to go to these shows. I cannot. Freaking miss. I was so pissed to not be able to go to that Jersey one that the three of you did. I am making some of these shows. Like,
we're going to be going around, so believe me.
Oh my God. Okay, listen. Are you down, Joe, to play a game?
Sure.
It is called Joe Knows Best.
Maybe I might.
Yes. Listen, okay, so it's rapid fire. I'm going to give you two options, and you tell me the first one that comes to your mind.
Okay.
Okay.
Why one?
In regards to your wife, which do you like better, the bob or the pigtails?
You see, I can't do rapid fire on that one because I love the pigtails, but I think her bob that she's had for the last, like, 6 months, a year is just looks fantastic.
Hot.
So I'm going to give it a 50-50. I guess I'd lean more towards the bob, but I love the pigtails.
I appreciate that explanation. Okay. Her boobs or butt?
Boobs.
Boobs. Cooking or cleaning that she does?
Cooking.
Cooking.
Cooking. She's great cook.
She's a good cook?
Great cook. Fantastic.
Oh, I love that. Okay. Yeah. Do you want a lady in the street or freak in the sheets?
Freak in the sheets.
You do! Okay, speaking of animals, what kind of animal would you describe yourself as in bed?
That's hard. There'd have to be a few of them.
Ooh, a combo, a mix. What's the mix? I like it. A little mutt. I like it.
Like a cheetah, because you're fast. Say like a mountain gorilla, because I like to take control and I'm strong, and we'll leave it at that.
I love you. This is the best. Okay, who would win in a push-up competition? Joey Gorga or Frank?
Joey Gorga.
Joey Gorga.
Yeah, Frank has all those big muscles, but he's not that, like, repetition. His muscles aren't built for repetition.
They're just fast and quick.
Yeah, he's like, he's got so much muscle, and he can pick up like a car, but he can only do it like once or twice, where Joey could pick up like a motorcycle 50 times. So
amazing. Who would win in a push-up competition, you or Doc Aiden?
Me.
You. All right. What would you beat Frank in?
Anything requires mobility.
What was more entertaining? Melissa throwing the cheese plate at that dinner at Dolores' house, or you guys throwing Marty in the pool?
Marty in the pool.
Marty in the pool. Who is better for Dolores? Frank or David?
Oh, geez. Neither one of them.
None of the above.
None of the above.
We got to get that hot lady married. Do you think Frank and Dolores would ever end up together?
No. I mean, everyone says yes, that would be great. And like in the bottom of my heart, it would be great, but it wouldn't work. They're way too different people. Like he's jerky, right? And she's really smart and concise, and you know, they're both classy, but she outclasses him.
Oh man, I know. I asked Marge Sr. the same thing.
What'd she say?
No, really. I asked Frank the same freaking thing. He said no, but I'm still hoping I'm going to get a yes at some point from somebody.
Frank has been single for too many years, so I don't think he would ever settle down again.
How many women do you think he's dating right now?
Six. I know. It's true.
I love you so much. Oh my God. He was telling me some of the crazy shit that he gets on DMs.
Oh, you have no concept. It's like you could start a porn channel just...
That is amazing. Okay, out of the men, who can drink the most?
Joey Gorga.
Joey Gorga. Who has gotten the most like shit can? Like, oh my God, I've never seen anybody this drunk.
Bill. Bill Aiden.
Or you after that party at the beginning of the season.
That was only one time in my life. Like Bill has been smashed more than once. How's that?
Is he just a lightweight or because he drinks a lot?
No, because he drinks normally, except for when Joey Gorga's around, and Joey likes to have everyone do shots with combining vodka and tequila. And believe me, you do two or three of those combos and you don't know who you are.
Two or three, one, I'd be like, see you next Wednesday.
That's because you're a little girl. So.
But I can drink. Hey, I can drink. Yes.
Ooh, we should have a contest.
At one of your shows, baby.
Be good.
I'm still waiting. Lexi said I need to come out when I had Lexi on. Lexi's like, you have to come out to Jersey and you have to be one of the housewives. And I'm like, I literally was already on a plane. I'm like, where the hell do I sign up?
You should come out and come out with us though.
I don't know if Margaret would like me though. She'd be like, get this crazy loud bitch away, because she's insane. Oh my God. Okay. By the way, that's happening. We're making that happen.
Okay. Definitely.
Dude. Okay. So which was more entertaining? Carrying Bill when hammered or carrying Jennifer when she was hammered, falling down like face first on the
concrete. Bill. Carrying Bill. Jennifer, I didn't know if she was gonna upchuck on us. So it was dangerous.
That's amazing. Okay, I have a special question from Instagram. I guess this is a thing for you guys. From a Joe B fan. Do you like better Taylor ham or pork roll?
It's the same thing.
It's the same?
Yeah, it's the same thing.
Oh, so you like both. Perfect. See? Okay.
Well, no, it's exactly the same thing. Taylor ham is pork roll.
So why are they asking me that? See, I told you I didn't know what the hell I'm talking about. But that's like a Jersey thing, right?
Jersey staple. Yeah, you have to always have that.
The pork. That's what you guys were making at the cookout that one day.
Yeah, you asked for Taylor ham and cheese sandwich.
That's the thing. Okay, got it. Okay. What was more fun? Or what is more fun? Kissing Marge or seeing Frank kiss Joey's ass?
Oh, kissing Marge. Come on.
But that's a close second.
Maybe a third.
Were you like, what is going on when you see ass and Frank is kissing Joey's ass?
Yeah. Here's a little pointer for you. I did that. The cameras were pretty far away and I filmed that on my phone. And what you saw on TV was from my phone. I was that close.
You were that close to Frank's ass?
No, to Joey's ass. No. Yeah.
It was Joey's ass.
Yeah.
Were you like, I never want to see your ass that close, up close and personal again?
I could tell you it shaved and he had no pimples.
Joe, I love you. Oh my God. This was the best. I can't thank you enough. I was like, okay, I'm making this happen. I will freaking.
You have to come over. You come out and come out with us. It would be great.
It would be the best. I'm so doing this. I've been talking to Frank. You guys, I love, like, I've had Marge Senior, Lexi. I got to go on Caviar Dreams. I feel like I am part of the fam now.
We're family now, so come on out.
Oh my God. I love you guys. I like every message. I mean it times a thousand. I think you guys are the best. I just like, thank you. Thank you for making everything so entertaining, being so great to me and coming on.
Thanks for having me.
You're the best. And where can, I know you're not a fan of social and you know, you don't like to do it, but for everyone listening that loves you just like I do, where can they find you on social?
The Real Super Joe on Instagram.
Love it.
So that is like at The Real Super Joe.
Yeah. You are the Super Joe. I love you. This is the best. I'm like hacking. Of course I have to be sick when I'm like laughing this much. You're incredible. Please tell your hot, hot wife I said hello and I love her again. Yeah. Lexi, Marge Senior, please give them all huge kisses from me. And and Frank, freak. I'm gonna tell Frank right now, damn it, that I wanted him to come on and surprise you. Next time. Joe, okay. Thank you so much. Kisses to everybody, all your women. Thank you so much. I'll see you soon. Thanks, Joe.
Thank you so much for listening to Side Piece. Make sure to follow on Instagram with the handle at Side Piece Show. That's at SIDEPIECESHOW, at Side Piece Show. And don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe.